And we have it, my friends. Welcome back. Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. We are live at Le Cordon Green. You know, we celebrated a little bit of the Hanukkah season. And so, Chef Amanda, you have deep and heavy roots with the Portuguese.
And, I do.
And let's talk a little bit, because they celebrate in a kind of unique way, too.
They do. The Portuguese are travelers by nature, just like in history. They have been all over the world, and fishing is a really big thing in the Portuguese culture. And codfish, in particular, is their favorite fish. And the Portuguese word for it is bacalhau. And at Christmas, they do grilled bacalhau, or they do something called bacalhau com natas, which is the codfish and cream. And it's like a big casserole dish. Kind of like, imagine scalloped potatoes, but with like wonderful smoked fish in it.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's so tasty. It really, really is. And they get you can buy the salted cod, and you have to put it in water, and you reconstitute it for like 24 hours, changing the water every 8 hours.
I would imagine, because it's so salty.
Yeah, but that's what you've got to do, and it's just amazing.
Does
it
still retain a lot of salt?
It does, but it's not over-salty, not to the point where you couldn't eat it.
Now, will they eat it just
bite they'll it off grill and eat it? They'll grill it, they'll smoke it, they'll do everything that we do to everything else, every other protein that we do. Mm-hmm. I did not know how grilled bacalhau was going to be, but actually it's really pretty fantastic. But no, I would not call it, I would not eat that and think, oh gosh, that's salty, ever. It's
wow.
just mild, it's mild, you know.
Now, do you ever prepare it at home?
I do, and it's not easy to find in the South.
I was going to say, it's hard. I can't, I'm sure maybe some of the, maybe the Asian market.
Providence, huh? Rhode Island is where the big Portuguese community is.
Oh, okay.
Which is unusual. You wouldn't think that, but that's where they are. But down here, the only place that I have found it is a store called Restaurant Depot, where some restaurants can buy, you know, supplies and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not open. It is open to the public. You can go in and get a membership.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think you can.
You are a member of Kansas City Barbecue Society. You can get a temporary pass.
Yeah. Hmm. I know that because I have a cooking show and because you are a chef on the show, you can go in and get a Restaurant Depot card.
Right. Well, we have them for, of course, the Green Egg.
Yeah, I guess you would.
But that's the only place that I've been able to find bacalhau down here. And again, it's a traditional thing, so that's what we do in the Portuguese community for
our
Christmas.
I mean, of course, the Portuguese family is very important.
It is very important. And you know what's different about the Portuguese, too, is that they actually open their Christmas presents at midnight. Christmas Eve, they invite everybody over, and they have a meal. And, you know, the Portuguese are European. They eat late. So they eat about 10, 11 o'clock at night. And then after the big meal, Christmas hits at midnight, that's when they open all the gifts.
You know, it's funny because I'm not even Portuguese. Mm. But I've been to Portugal. Been to Lisboa.
Yep.
And I actually lived on Terceira.
Yeah.
Azores.
Really?
Yes. I lived on there for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it the culture, that whole culture over there is just, there's a joy, there's a love of food.
Oh, they love their food more than anything. You go to Portugal and the only place I've ever been where all you see is Portuguese restaurants. They have no interest in anybody else's food. There's a few Chinese restaurants.
There we go.
But not many. And maybe one Indian, but, you know, it's all that it is in Portuguese.
And, of course, for the token Jewish population, they have a Chinese restaurant.
That's true.
That's right. Just so every Christmas they can have some place to eat.
That's right.
Cooking class is coming up.
So this year for the holiday season, we're doing some classes called Make and Take. And that's where you make it here and take it home. So we're going to do a smoked salt class with smoked salts and barbecue rubs. And that is on the 14th of December. And then we are going to do a holiday pie making class. And we're going to ask everybody to bring their own pie plate so you can make your pie and take it home with you. And that's going to be kind of fun, too. And then on the 2nd, December 2nd, which is a Saturday, we are going to do cold smoked cheeses and smoked salmon. And the great thing about the cheese is that you smoke the cheese and then take it home, wrap it in some butcher paper, take it home, leave it in your fridge for about a week or two, and that's when you can then give it as a gift for the holidays.
Yes.
So that's going to be nice. And we're going to make some jam, some onion and thyme jam to go with the
sharp cheddar. Do you know what might be fun? For our next show is one of the next shows during the holiday season should be on smoking cheese.
It's fun.
Salmon.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is fun, and people are interested in doing it. They want to know how do I do this. You know, it's not the average thing that they see. You know,
right? So, but it once again shows the versatility. And speaking of versatility, my friends, we've come to a virtual end.
Boo.
I know. Well, so many people to thank. First to the director of the Culinary Center, to Ed Fisher, Artie Arani, Jody, Bob, everybody on the top that have made this opportunity for us so grand. And, of course, to the director of the Culinary Center, the always lovable Chef Amanda, who's feeling so much better. And to her wonderful, effervescent, very knowledgeable assistant who helps to make the team that much better. It is Taylor.
Taylor Shulman.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And it's been such a great pleasure to be here. And, of course, we couldn't do any of this without our engineer, Karen Jenkins. She has been working ferociously behind the scenes. She loves the new facility. She loves that we're going to be here. Ooh, I can't say anymore.
Ooh.
Not till the first of the year.
Secret.
Yep. It's a secret for a Christmas present. And most importantly, we thank you for listening. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins. And reminding you that each and every week, we try to remember our troops and our first responders. They're walking that wall. They're walking that street. They're driving those squad cars and patrol cars and EMS vehicles. They are making our lives so much easier and better. We couldn't do it without them. The price of freedom is never free. So until next week, we hope you continue celebrating the holiday seasons. But please, please, please remember this. There's going to be libations at a lot of parties. Do yourself, your family, your friends a big favor. There's things called Uber. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things that are out there right now. If you're going to go out and party, have a designated driver.
Absolutely.
Because we want you here next year.
Arrive safe. Arrive alive.
That's right. And remember that if you want the best recipes, if you want the best food, if you want the most fun you can have in culinary, listen to Chef and a Fat Man each and every week. You can find us on iTunes, Podbean. Go to our website, chefandafatman.com. Get the recipes before the holidays.
Yeah.
How about that? We take care of you. As we like to say each and every week, God bless you all. God bless America. And God willing, we'll talk to you next week right here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, taking it to a street near you.